Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now? With the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, need a new playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. The Democrats are broadcasting their play very similar to some football we saw over the weekend. And Rana needs to resign. A very disappointing finance report from the RNC. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Okay, I want to encourage you guys. You have got to get your tickets today to AmFest. It's been there for a couple years. It is a game-changing, life-changing event. It has secured the title of the largest multi-day conservative gathering in history. You know, over 10,000 people attend. You better get your tickets there. They're popping. AmFest has an electrifying environment, leads the charge to fight the American culture war. As we bring you to the epicenter of freedom, the speakers are unbelievable. You might ask, well, when is it? It's December 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. And come on, I mean, these speakers, hold your phone. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Patrick Bet-David, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ally Beth Stuckey, James O'Keefe, Riley Gaines, Ben Carson, Jason Whitlock, Gad Saad, Brandon Tatum, Seth Dillon, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Yanmi Park, Michael Seifert, James Lindsay, Steve Bannon, Eric Metaxas, Donald Trump Jr., Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and bigger names than even that to be announced soon. So get your ticket today, amfest.com. That is amfest.com. You're going to really love it. I think when you come, you'll meet new people. Maybe you want to find a husband or a wife. Come to AmFest. Find a best friend. Come to AmFest. Have kids that you're afraid are slipping to the liberal side? Go to AmFest. Have conservative kids that you want to give them the best Christmas gift ever? AmFest.com. Meet your heroes. See them in person. Plus, there's breakouts and media row. It's an incredible, incredible event. AmFest.com. Just coming in a couple weeks, Phoenix, Arizona. We're doing our show live, by the way, from media row. Love seeing all of you taking selfies. It's great. We spent a couple hours there last year. It was really amazing. AmFest.com. This four-day event is packed with empowering speakers, hundreds of patriotic partner organizations, and the America-loving community that you have been searching for. Don't miss on the amazing concert, too. And let me tell you, come on. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ally Beth Stuckey, James O'Keefe, Patrick Bet-David, Glenn Beck. I mean, just drop everything and come to Phoenix. AmFest.com. AmFest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Dutch populism on the rise. Geert Wilders shocks the world. In the Netherlands, we have Eva. I won't even try to say her last name without rehearsing it, coming up in the next hour. Also, Laura Logan. So much to cover. But I want to isolate two stories here because we are less than a year away. Less than a year away. December's going to go by like this. January is coming. The Iowa caucuses are right around the corner. Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. Ron DeSantis is throwing everything he possibly can. Nikki Haley is throwing everything she can. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent on this primary. And we've said forever, our position has been consolidate behind the main candidate. Consolidate behind the former president who is an excellent president and will be again. The 2020 election was an insult and a drive-by shooting to the U.S. Constitution. And if we do not have a strong party that is doing the boring yet important work, the plumbing of the elections, we might just fall 2,000 votes short here or 3,000 votes short here. There are two stories here that should motivate us towards a specific line of action. And there's a lot of good stuff happening right now. A lot. Populism is ascendant in the West, in Argentina, in the Netherlands, in Germany. We're starting to see stuff in Ireland that we've never seen before. A tragic stabbing of a Muslim Algerian who went after kids. And the Irish are not putting up with it anymore. In fact, they're investigating Conor McGregor over speaking out against the government. We're going to talk about that story, but first to our own country. The Democrats are broadcasting their play. So I'm a big football guy. I have to say this last weekend was one of the best football weekends that I have enjoyed in quite some time. The Michigan-Ohio State game, hard to say that was not one of the best the games of my lifetime. And I honestly, I was pulling for the Buckeyes. Even the Northwestern Illinois game was excellent. The Oregon-Oregon State game, I obviously loved that outcome. By the way, this Friday, producer Andrew and I will not be talking to one another. It's the rematch, Washington and Oregon. We'll see what happens in Vegas. Not to mention the Auburn-Alabama game. Have I never seen an ending like that? 4th and 31, Jalen Milrow to the back of the end zone. Anyway, what if I told you that in football, you knew the play the other team was going to run? If you knew for certain what the other team was going to run. Let's actually get that last play, the 4th and 31 by Jalen Milrow. I want to play that. Because if you knew exactly what the other team was going to do, if you knew they were broadcasting it and they showed it to you, hey, we're going to throw it to the back of the end zone on the boundary side. If you knew that, wouldn't that give you an advantage? Exactly how to scheme it, exactly how to counter it. If you knew what Alabama or Auburn was going to do ahead of time. Now, I know what some of you are saying. Didn't Jim Harbaugh do that the last couple of years? I'm not going there. In fact, we did a whole podcast on that. I think that I got a lot of thoughts on Harbaugh, but I actually think it's overregulated. Point being is this. It does give you an advantage. It does give you an ability to be one step ahead. The Democrats are broadcasting clearly to us what their play for 2024 is. There is no mystery. They're not going to run on Israel, Hamas. They're not going to run on the border. They're not going to run on the economy. It is one play and they're telling it. Now, mind you, sometimes in football, especially back when the good old Nebraska Cornhuskers played, they would tell you where they were running and they would still beat you. Nebraska said, we're going to run the ball up the A gap. We're going to run the ball up the B gap and you won't stop us. And they were right. They won many national titles. NBCNews.com. Abortion rights groups seek ballot measures in 9 more states in 2024. They are telling us. Now, before we get too cocky, because I'm starting to feel people say, oh, you know, they very well might. We're going to win and Trump is up on these ballots. Hold on a second. Do not underestimate the power of the abortion issue in some of these states. If they are able to turn the abortion issue into a single issue election, we're going to be in some trouble. If we know the play before it's going to happen. Now, I have to play this because this is from the Iron Bowl this last weekend. One of the most entertaining games I've seen in quite some time. Why Auburn only rushed three defensive linemen and they gave Jalen Milrow like an afternoon to throw the ball. But if you knew this play was coming, you would probably scheme it differently, right? You'd probably change up your coverage. Play cut 21.
That's all it is. But there's a lot of airspace to cover for Milrow. Still looking. Firing. Near corner. It's caught! Touchdown, Alabama! Isaiah Bond! On a 4th and a mile!
So you know it's coming. We know what play they're going to run. Guess what? The Democrats, they're going to be in 4th and long. The economy is bad. The border is crumbling. People have a negative opinion of where the country is headed. Biden, his numbers are in the tank, but they're going all in on one play. NBCNews.com, abortion rights groups seek ballot measures in 9 more states. despite an unbroken winning streak since Roe versus Wade was overturned. Some of the efforts to enshrine abortion rights in states' constitutions face substantial challenges, but they're going to put them right on the ballot. They're going to do this to create the 2024 election, despite all of the suffering that we're seeing, despite the civilization crumbling. So what is our counter move? What do we as freedom-loving, patriotic Americans, if we know this is going to be their play, what do? CEO of Planned Parenthood Action, their political arm, Alexis McGill, says, quote, "We've already seen the power of direct democracy in seven states where campaigns to protect or restore abortion rights won resoundingly. Across the country, voters are eager to fight the tide of anti-abortion policies pushed by politicians." In Arizona, they're going to try to get on the ballot. So where is the messaging arm? Since we know the play, it's not going to be some mystery. You think the Democrats are going to come out and they're saying, "Hey, we're going to run on immigration." Loser. Crime? Loser. Abortion is a tricky issue, though. Abortion is an issue where, obviously, I'm 100% pro-life, where a voter is willing to put blinders on to all the other things happening. They might seem as if they're one of our voters. Oh, crime is too high. The economy is terrible. Inflation is too high. I don't like Joe Biden, but I'm going to vote for the person to make sure that my 17-year-old daughter has an insurance policy. And that is basically what we find time and time again. Now, some people say, "Oh, no, that's not true." No, abortion is a blinder issue. Look at the Virginia House races. They ran on that one issue, that one play against Youngkin. Look at the 2022 midterms. Raphael Warnock against Herschel Walker. So wouldn't this be an opportunity for the RNC to formulate better abortion messaging? Bring in the Council of Elders. Figure it out. I haven't been invited. Has Matt Walsh been invited? Has Steve Bannon been invited? Has Dan Bongino been invited? Is Tucker been invited to some form of an RNC messaging emergency strategy session? We know their play. There is, by the way, they're going to do some other shenanigans, okay? They're going to do mass mail-in balloting, all that stuff. I'm talking about the messaging play. And if we are not able to neutralize it, we very well might be disappointed. So where is the RNC? What are they doing? Are they building a war chest? Are they creating infrastructure necessary in Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia? Charlie Kirk here. Are you tired of playing defense with your children's entertainment? Today, kids can't walk into the library or turn on the TV without seeing progressive agendas everywhere. That's why we love Sherwood. It is an ad-free, wholesome kids entertainment platform that shares your values. On Sherwood, your kids can read, listen to audiobooks, and watch shows without fear of woke ideology might pop up. Sherwood is a wholesome entertainment platform with a library of audiobooks, ebooks, videos, all with characters that model the behavior that you'd actually like to see in your kids. From classics like Velveteen Rabbit and Treasure Island, one of my favorites, to timeless cartoons and other entertaining content. A lifetime subscription to Sherwood is usually $750, but for this month, only you can get a lifetime subscription for just $299 using promo code CHARLIE. Sign up for Sherwood today and take back control over the stories that are shaping your children at SherwoodKids.com. That is SherwoodKids.com. We need a strong RNC. Donald Trump is calling for a revamping of the RNC. He's not quite yet calling for Rana's resignation. We've been calling for Rana's resignation for quite some time. And it's nothing personal, even though that she spends time formulating hit pieces against people that should be allies, circulating them via the RNC email list, for example, against me and Turning Point USA. That's what she focuses on. I put all of that aside. No, instead, what we've said is, listen, they're not going to be able to raise the capital, hire the staff to win. Washington Post this morning. Donations to GOP RNC drop as worries mount about the party's finances. The RNC has disclosed that it has $9.1 million cash on hand, but it's really less than that because $6 million of it is in a segregated convention account. So they can only touch $3 million of that. By contrast, in 2016, they had $20 million cash on hand and $61 million 4 years ago when Trump was in the White House. The DNC reported having $17.7 million, so nearly double what the RNC has. almost twice as much of the Republican Party. So Oscar Brock, a Tennessee RNC meeting member, says this, quote, "It's a revenue problem. We're going through the same efforts we always go through to raise money. The same donor meetings, retreats, digital advertising, direct mail. But the return is much lower this year. If you know the answer, I'd love to know it." It's not a revenue problem. It's a Rana problem. People don't want to give to a loser. Whether it be an amazing $25 a month donor who's a plumber that wants to save the country, or a $250,000 donor who wants to save the country. They don't want someone who has lost and lost and lost. If you know the answer, I'd love to know it. Yes, I know the answer, Oscar Brock. You have a loser running the RNC. The staff has managed to tighten down on expenses to keep the party from going into the red. Oh, really? You trim the flower budget? Great to hear. So I'm in a unique position to talk about this because we have to raise a lot of money at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. You see what we're doing at AmFest. We have 450 people on staff. By the way, the RNC says, oh, well, you know, we have staff deployed in 15 swing states. Yeah, we have 400 people on staff at Turning Point. We know how it is to raise money. And we have 300,000 active donors. Praise God. It's been a lot of work. It's been 11 years of work. And so we talk to donors a lot. It's true. Some donors are cutting back. Some donors are trimming. But you know what we hear is that they're sick of the RNC's excuses. Saying one thing and doing another. Where's the ground game? Why do you have an office in D.C.? Why are you doing debates with NBC News? Scott Pressler tweets out, which by the way, Scott Pressler is still waiting for a phone call back from Rana. The RNC has big problems, Scott Pressler says. It only has $9.1 million cash on hand, the lowest amount since February 2015. The small dollar program isn't performing well, and some major donors aren't cutting large checks because of party leadership. Furthermore, the debates have flubbed, and one of them was even scheduled on the same night as the Country Music Awards. The frustration reached a boiling point after the November 2023 loss, especially when it revealed that Virginia GOP chairman Rich Anderson asked for the RNC for funding, and he was denied money. Two-thirds of the 168 members are up for re-election in spring of 2024. Many of them are running, voted for current party leadership. They need to answer for the abysmal fundraising, years of losses, and their votes. Something has to change. Now, the RNC spends about 40 to 45% of all money they raise on fundraising costs. That's what we know of. It's probably even higher than that. At Turning Point, it's around 4 to 5%. It's gone up a little bit in the last year. It's right around 7% now. When the economy worsens, which it has, and donors cut back a little bit, it's okay. It's understandable if it goes up to about 7%, maybe 8%. Why is it 40% at the RNC? We know what it takes to raise money. This is inexcusable. And it's because donors, they invest in people and leaders, not just institutions. It's really important to understand. Someone emailed us, and by the way, it's a big donor of ours, quote, "Why should I give money to a party that is not wired to win?" I think that's a great email from a major donor, by the way. The RNC, by the way, has unique legal flexibility. They get standing in lawsuits that other outside groups do not get. That needs to be capitalized on. When the RNC, for example, files a lawsuit in Arizona, it'll be taken more seriously by a judge than even Turning Point Action. Because it is the party. The RNC needs to be a hub of data, of fundraising, and yes, messaging. And yet we get excuse after excuse after excuse. Rana McRomney says, "There's nothing unusual about all this because donors know that once their candidate gets in, they'll merge with us and we'll be working together to win the White House." I'm not so sure about that. I'm not sure donors are going to give money to the RNC at all. This is a bad sign heading in 2024. We need a regime change. Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week quick start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. I want to read Frank's email here. Charlie, I will not waste any money on the RNC as it is today. Rana must be removed. Why doesn't Vivek run the RNC? Anybody but Rana? Rhino, and part of the DC Swamp Gang. Frank, who is a TPUSA donor since 2022. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that we've earned your support. It's my favorite word in the English language. And that's what really bothers me about this Washington Post article. Where is the word earn in the RNC's lexicon? Is it anywhere? And that's the problem. They feel entitled to your money. Why aren't people given, Oscar Brock says? If you know the answer, I'd love to know it. You guys have lost everything. You lost in Virginia. You lost in Ohio. You lost in Pennsylvania. You lost in the midterms. You barely have the House majority. Barely. You lost winnable Senate races in Georgia. At some point, you have to take responsibility for your actions. Wisconsin Supreme Court, another example, by the way. Here's what's amazing is these people out of nowhere, the Washington Post, this is a very friendly piece, by the way. The Washington Post could have skewered them. Makes you think, doesn't it? This is a very cozy article. It might not feel that way, but the way this is presented, this is one of my favorite parts of the article. Unprompted, state party chairs sent in quotes to support Rana. That's weird. Unprompted? Yeah, right. That means that Rana called in favors. Hey, I need you to send in quotes to the Washington Post. It's so coordinated. Of course it's coordinated. They say, you know, the RNC is a punching bag. Honestly, no, the RNC has not been a punching bag the last 10 years. If the RNC was doing its job, raising capital, uniting the tribes. Look, I understand that under bylaws you have to do some debates, but you don't have to do this many debates. There's no one that says you have to have 3 or 4 or 5. By the way, the fact that you haven't been able to get Trump to show up to a debate, you do a debate with NBC News, not doing a debate with the actual media figures in the movement. Do you think that NBC News, Lester Holt, doing a debate with our candidates, are we better served by that? Or are we better served by Tucker Carlson, Dan Bongino, Matt Walsh? Could you imagine? Tucker, Bongino, Walsh. And yet there's members of the RNC that go on the record here in the Washington Post, saying she's doing a great job. Michael Whatley, North Carolina state chairman, says she has strong support within the RNC. She won 110-plus votes during the election in January. I think she has stronger support now than in January. I think her and the RNC team are focused on what they need to be focused on right now. Well, they're not raising money. They're not hiring staff. So what exactly are they focused on? God bless this one RNC member, Patty Lyman. God bless her. She says, the RNC's electoral record since 2017 speaks for itself. The damage from that chair election goes far beyond drop in donations. Our base was demoralized. Our base is still demoralized. In fact, our base is angry because our base wants somebody who represents them. That's what's so frustrating about this whole thing is the clubbiness of the RNC. Continue. This is one of my favorite things. During the third GOP debate, candidate Vivek Ramaswamy went so far to call McDaniel to resign. An online video shows Benny Johnson workshopping an attack on McDaniel and deciding to use it as an opening salvo in the debate. God bless Benny Johnson. We had him on the show. It was great. The RNC is always going to be a bit of a punching bag. You know when it's going to be a punching bag? When you lose. If you start winning, it's not going to be so much of a punching bag. The article continues. McDaniel appears unfazed during her visit to the meeting of the South RNC members this month. According to Jonathan Barrett, Ron is going to take punches, no problem at all. It doesn't do any good for anyone in the RNC to do anything to remove her. We all just have to focus on our states and the presidential primaries and move on. Is that good enough for you? And you know what the other problem is? The way that they raise money. How many solicitations do you get? They're so insulting. Give us money or else we're never going to win anything again. Why don't you earn the support? Be transparent. If Rana would say, hey, let me show you exactly what the plan is of who we're hiring, what we're doing to secure elections, file lawsuits, have people on the ground, not have a DC building, I think people would listen. Look, we want to win. And the issue in front of us is we know the Democrats' main play, the messaging play on abortion. We know that they're spending billions of dollars right now. And donors are not buying what the RNC is selling. But I do want to say, I want to brag on a really good donor move that we're starting to see. And this is great. This is some good news for you today. We've been waiting for this dam to break, and it is breaking. Now, some donors are still under the fantasy that Nikki Haley, Nimarata Haley, can beat Donald Trump. They live on Neptune. But more and more donors are starting to say, we have to start to invest in the infrastructure and start to get behind Donald Trump as the inevitable nominee. Bernie Marcus, co-founder of Home Depot. He's been very generous to Turning Point throughout the years, and he's a great American. One of America's greatest entrepreneurs, by the way. Great entrepreneurs. He's a great patriot, loves America. He built the whole Georgia Aquarium, by the way. I don't know if you know this, the Atlanta, Georgia Aquarium, one of the most unbelievable things. This is a really powerful op-ed. I want everyone to read it. We're going to put it at charliekirk.com, Real Clear Politics. This right here is Leadership by Bernie Marcus. I am 94 years old, and like many of you, I'm exhausted by politics and saddened by what I see happening to America. I had hoped it was time for me to move to the sidelines and let younger generations continue the fight to preserve America's founding freedoms and values. But like so many of us, I realized I could not let myself walk away. The stakes are too high, Bernie Marcus writes. We cannot let the America we see today be what we leave to our children and grandkids. Many of our once great cities have devolved into lawlessness with random violent attacks on innocent people, rampant looting, and large-scale homeless encampments. They are rarely consequences for the wrongdoers because George Soros elected prosecutors across America refused to prosecute them. He continues by detailing how awful Biden is. It's really powerful. Then I'm going to move on to this part. I wrote this op-ed for my love of America. He does love America. Not for any financial gain or advantage. I've been retired for 30 years and spend my time engaged in philanthropic causes, of which I've committed 90% of my net worth. God bless you, Bernie Marcus. Again, he's been very generous to Turning Point. We're very thankful. Only in America, the land of opportunity, could being without a job and broke be a great opportunity. In 1978, my partners and I built four hardware stores, not parents. And this small business grew as known as the Home Depot, one of the great American stories. He goes on to say this, I wanted to sit on the sideline of politics, but the stakes were too high for me just to walk away. The stakes are America's path forward. Do we want to continue this perilous trajectory we're now on? I do not, because it would be disastrous for all Americans except the political elite. Amen. For Democrats, the choice is simple. If you feel that you are better off than you were 3 years ago, you should vote for Joe Biden or whoever the Democrat nominee is. For Republicans, your choice is simple. Let's face it. Donald Trump is going to win the nomination. You should be doing all you can to ensure his winning the general election. I understand the frustrations of my Republican friends who do not like or are offended by the things Donald Trump says. I, too, have been frustrated at times, but we cannot let his brash style be the reason we walk away from his otherwise excellent stewardship of the United States during his first term in office. Bernie Marcus writes, for these reasons, I endorse Donald J. Trump as the nominee of the Republican Party and as our next president. I want you to understand how big this is. Bernie Marcus is one of the most successful Americans. I think his net worth is near $10 billion now. He has no reason to write this, no financial advantage, except his love of this beautiful country. And this is going to start, the dam is going to break, everybody. In fact, abcnews.com reports that donors are starting to move away from DeSantis, move away from Nikki Haley. Bernie Marcus continues, I urge my fellow Democrats, Republicans, and independents to put their love for America above all else. This is what I love. I urge the Republican National Committee to end the Republican debates that only benefit ad makers and political consultants. They are unproductive and embarrassing. Bernie Marcus. This is a powerful piece. High stakes and a simple choice. I would send this to every moderate and independent-minded voter and donor. You better believe I'm going to be sending it around to donors like you wouldn't believe. It's very clear that he has his frustrations with Trump, but some things matter more than your annoyance about Trump. The nation, the country. This is a patriot right here. By the way, Bernie could run the RNC. He ran Home Depot very, very well. Businessman would be nice, right? Bernie Marcus for chairman of the RNC. That would be refreshing. This is a great sign, everybody. To have 20, 30, 40, 50 donors like Bernie Marcus, major philanthropists, to unify and consolidate against Joe Biden and the Democrat regime, this is exactly the opposite of what the bad guys wanted to happen. They wanted a contentious, bloody primary where DeSantis and Nikki Haley were going after Trump. That is only separating more. And Bernie Marcus puts out the fire that the Uniparty was trying to have against Donald Trump as our nation. For these reasons, I endorse Donald J. Trump as the nominee of the Republican Party and as our next president. God bless you, Bernie Marcus. We're thankful for you, and that's a big deal. Are you prepared for the unthinkable ahead? Charlie Kirk here. We all need to pray for the best, but prepare for the worst. That means stockpiling emergency food before it's too late. Right now, go purchase a 3-month emergency food kit from MyPatriotSupply.com, the nation's leader in self-reliance. Order yours today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Each family member needs their own kit when disaster strikes. These 3-month kits from MyPatriotSupply.com give an abundance of delicious meals, providing over 2,000 calories a day. You'll have plenty to eat when everyone else is scavenging empty store shelves. Stock up now, because you won't get a warning when disaster hits. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's right, 9 meals away from anarchy. Order by 3 o'clock today, and your order ships the same day for free. The unthinkable can happen at a moment's notice. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. I want to emphasize this, that we're going to start to see a consolidation. I just love what Bernie Marcus wrote here. I can't get off at the end. Of all the things he wrote at the end, he says, cancel the debates. They are unproductive and embarrassing. It's amazing. We do have a choice. I love that. It's high stakes, though. It's very high stakes. If we are not going to invest in the infrastructure, and just look at the difference, by the way. You look at Rana versus Marcus, Bernie Marcus. What has Rana done? Loss, 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 excuses, loss, 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 excuses. And the RNC cabal says, well, she has more support than ever before. And Rana has everything to gain from this, Romney family, all that sort of stuff. And you think about it, Bernie Marcus, in what he writes here, high stakes and a simple choice, is how the American elites used to be. You're always going to have elites in a society, always. If you have any form of a civilization, even in Marxist civilization, somebody ascends to the top, a dictator, a despot, a Caesar, a czar. There's always somebody on top. The question of America is who ends up being on top. Well, you have to earn your way to the top. Now, sometimes you're born into it, but largely the people who end up on top, the wealthiest and the most powerful, they get power through elections, or they have to earn it through a really good idea. Now, we've changed that in the last 30 years, where people like Pelosi and people like Paul Ryan and people like McConnell, they get to the top through graft, corruption, insider deals, and secret societies. But in the market, again, it's changing. You get to the top through really good ideas and producing value. Elon Musk, huge risk, huge value. People love his products, richest man in the world. So Bernie Marcus gets to be wealthy because he created jobs for hundreds of thousands of people. We've all used the Home Depot. It's a great company. It's amazing. But Bernie Marcus is the type of elite we used to have in our country. We never used to worry that Carnegie and Rockefeller and JP Morgan and Vanderbilt, whether or not they loved the country. You might say that they were too rich. Oh, they were robber barons. But we never questioned their patriotism. One of the reasons why America is in decline is the people that are stewards or stakeholders of the society, specifically in the business realm, put the political realm aside. Soros, Mackenzie Bezos, Larry Page, Reid Hoffman, Mark Benioff, the eBay dude, who's a foreigner, they don't love the country the way we do. And what is refreshing is to have a 94-year-old entrepreneur someone who created billions of dollars of revenue, enriched my life and yours if you use the Home Depot, not want to gain anything. So what drives Bernie Marcus to do this? Love. Love of the nation. Love for his grandkids. And deep concern that the nation that we are handing down is going to be less free, less prosperous. What animates George Soros? And he isolates Soros in his article. Bitterness. Ideology. And hatred. If we had more elites like Bernie Marcus, who are willing to say, RNC cancel the debates. He doesn't want some invite to some party. He doesn't care if he breaks people's feelings. He's 94 years old. He doesn't care. He's worth $8 billion. He just wants America in good hands. He wants America restored to the Constitution, restored to rule of law, not having Hamas sympathizers on college campuses. There are several reasons why the country is collapsing. But if the people who have benefited the most from the nation, like Mark Benioff from Salesforce and Laureen Powell Jobs, who hit the lottery because her husband invented the iPhone, they spend the money that they've even earned or received. In Laureen Powell Jobs' case, she didn't earn any of that money. She received it from her husband to destroy. The donors to the Democrat Party are political arsonists. They want to see it burn to the ground. Every policy of the Democrat Party burns the country to the ground. The RNC is not an opposition party. They're controlled opposition. And if we start to see a movement of more patriots, of more billionaires, of more people with capital that have benefited so beautifully from this country step up as clearly and courageously as Bernie Marcus, we're going to have a fighting chance. High stakes and a simple choice. Check out Bernie's op-ed. It's very, very powerful. God bless him. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.